Welcome back to the PowerShell 10th anniversary celebration event. And it has been a celebration so far. Some great sessions. If you're just joining us, make sure you check out channel9.msdn.com over the next day or so, and you'll find all the sessions that you've missed that you can watch. Jeffrey Snover, we've had sessions from the SQL Server group. We've had a great session just then all around some of the looking at the history of PowerShell and how it's evolved at a scripting level. Some real good insight there. So loads of cool stuff to catch up on if you have missed it and you're just joining us. Don't forget, you can stay in touch via Twitter, hashtag PowerShell10Year, and also, as I said, channel9.msdn.com. And you can ask us questions, of which we will get to a few more a little bit later on. So it's Matt and Keith here. What have we got up next?
So one of the most famous members of the PowerShell community is Mr. Ed Wilson, well known as the scripting guy. Mm-hmm. Ed has been handling the blogs and documentation for PowerShell, certainly for as long as I've known anything about PowerShell, which goes back to Windows 8. And he and his wife, Teresa Wilson, have been more than instrumental in the community. They've actually helped make the community happen and become vibrant and real. And while Teresa is not a technical individual, her contributions are truly what has made the PowerShell community more than most technical organizations. It's almost like a family. Mm. But we'll let them talk about it. We have a video from them that was hosted by Mr. Blaine Barton, and we'll go ahead and see that now.
How you doing? I'm Blaine Martin. I'm a senior technical evangelist in the DX organization. And with me, I got Ed Wilson. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, Blaine. How you doing?
I'm good to see you. Welcome to my farm. I've got a 10-acre farm here. I got palm trees. That's what I'm growing. And so Sylvester palm trees.
Sylvester.
Sylvester's,
like,
yeah.
As in like the cat?
As in like the cat, yeah. But they're called a wild date palm as well. So I've got all these little children behind me. I've been taking care of about 5-6 years.
So you actually get dates off of these palms?
They will eventually have dates on them.
You bet. Sweet,
yeah.
Man.
So welcome to my farm.
Oh, thank you.
Here in Homosassa, Florida. So why are we here? What are we talking about? We're obviously talking about the PowerShell anniversary, the 10-year anniversary, right?
Dude.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Indeed. It is just absolutely so incredible to think about, you know, PowerShell being around this long. I mean, it doesn't seem like hardly, you know, yesterday, you know, that there were like 129 PowerShell commandlets. You know, we couldn't. Remoting, the only way you could do any remoting was to use WMI,
right.
Maybe some .NET framework classes. Yeah, and then now we're all the way up to today, which is, yeah, just the world has just completely changed. I mean, you know, we got Azure now, you know, stuff in the cloud. You know, we didn't have any of that stuff, you know, back
right.
then. And PowerShell's just continued to grow and grow. And so now, I mean, it's our preferred management strategy. You know, at the very beginning, it was kind of like just something to play with for geeks.
Yeah, it's really, you know, that solid underpinning of all everything that we do these days. It's not just scripting. It's deployment and provisioning of all the things in Azure that we can do. And it just keeps continuing to grow in popularity as well.
You know? Oh, it's incredible. So, I mean, the neat thing about it, you know, is that, like, you know, when PowerShell first kind of came out, I mean, you know, we were, you know, the community was, like, really small. I mean, you know, there were, you know, there was a few MVPs and a few other people, you know, that kind of saw, you know, the beginning, you know, of the capabilities and stuff, you know, begin to kind of even get addicted, if you will. And, you know, but by and large, I mean, it was like, you know, the whole common mantra, you know, well, you know, IT people don't script, you know, IT people don't script, you know, and, yeah, now we're at the
point. Obviously not true, right?
Well, it's not true. Yeah.
Everybody uses scripting in some form or fashion in the industry today.
And you know, and what's so cool, you know, about PowerShell is that a lot of the things that we can do now, you know, in the latest iterations of PowerShell, yeah, is that, you know, the stuff that we can do with a single command, you know, commandlet or a one liner, you know, back in, you know, at the very beginning, you know, you had to write 10 or 15 or 20 lines of code, you know, to be able to do that. One of the cool things, you know, OutGridView, what was really funny is when that during the beta, you know, when we were, you know, kind of working without grid view, a lot of people said, oh man, you know, what's the point? You know, it's like, you know, why are you wasting your time doing this, you know, when you could be doing other stuff?
Sure, absolutely.
And, I mean, it's so neat. It's so convenient. You know, I could get process, you know, pipe it to OutGrid View, you know, select what I want, you know, boom, boom, click, 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 you're done. Yeah, and it is the easiest way to throw in a kind of a very lightweight, you know, graphical interface, you know, to a PowerShell one-liner. You know, to do that back in the old days with PowerShell 1, I mean, yeah, it'd be like, you know, probably 100 lines of code or something, you know, and, you know, it would have been a much, you know, bigger task. Now it's literally a one line. You know, that's just one very simple example. Another one, you know, with select string and some of these other things that we've got, you know, that just are very powerful, you know, and give us a lot of power, you know, into the command line. You know, it's really obvious why we call it PowerShell, because it really is a powerful shell.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting too is November 14th today, you know, is a big day for the 10-year anniversary of PowerShell. I know you've been involved, wrote a series of books around the technologies. Yeah. And so let's talk about what's going on today with the 10-year anniversary release and what's going on.
Well, so you know, obviously, you know, today, you know, we've we're doing sessions, you know, all day long, you know, for, you know, people around the world. We kind of previewed this a couple of years ago. You know, Don Jones and Teresa and I, you know, and some others, you know, we're talking about like a PowerShell Around the World Day. And so we really got a number of the user groups together, and you know, different time zones, and you know, we like all on one day, you know, different time zones. You know, we kind of broadcast our user group meetings and stuff, and you know, that was actually really, really cool, and it brings, you know, the community, you know, shows you that it is part of a global community. And that's actually one of the great things about the community, is because we are a global presence, you know, that I get out on Twitter, you know, and I ask a question, somebody's awake and working, and it doesn't matter if it's day or not. And and there have been a number of times, you know, when I've had a question, you know, at kind of an off hour, it wasn't working hours during Redmond time, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, so I couldn't get support from that regard. But you just pop out there, ask a question, you know, in a couple minutes, you got four or five different answers, you know, all of which give you something to think about. And that's one of the great strengths of what is PowerShell, is the community. And from a product perspective, you know, I think that that PowerShell is the first product at Microsoft that really tapped into the community, and that's why it's been so successful.
Yeah, I know we did a Tampa PowerShell Saturday, which are always popular, yeah. And Teresa Wilson, the scripting wife, she did an awesome job. We're going to talk to her in just a couple of minutes here. So around the world with PowerShell, that would be kind of cool to get everybody embraced on in the community to go and do that and hold those sessions. That'd be pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so, we're reaching out, you know, around the world. You know, people be looking at stuff. You know, we're recording all these sessions, obviously. But yeah, so it's just kind of a nice way to sit back and think about, you know, and it is the community that has driven a lot of the development work for Windows PowerShell. It's the community that has, you know, contributed, you know, a lot, you know, through the PowerShell gallery that we've got. You know, before that we had the scripting guys, script repository. Before that, you know, there was the PowerShell gallery, that the community had actually developed, you know, and they'd worked with, and so a good repository for scripts and sharing those. And so
what URL and what kind of resource do you want to leave with the audience today?
Well, the usual suspects, you know, go to you know, the PowerShell team blog, you know, go to the Scripting Guys blog. PowerShell is part of the you know, Azure management you know, solution now. And so you know, you want to go to that team blog as well.
Sure. And then there's DevOps, right? So there's the
DevOps.
DevOps world with Puppet and Chef and Docker and Jenkins and Kubernetes and Mesos and the list goes on.
So Teresa and I went and spoke at a DevOps WinOps Summit in London earlier this year, and then in the spring of next year we're doing a the PowerShell community is doing kind of a DevOps thing in Orlando, which should be absolutely awesome. Springtime in Orlando is the perfect time to come down there,
sure.
And bring your family, bring your kids, go see a mouse, all that stuff.
Sure, cool. Well, I just want to say congratulations
awesome.
On 10 years.
Thanks, man.
10
cool.
years today with PowerShell. It just keeps getting more popular and popular. So with that, thank you, Ed Wilson.
You're welcome.
Scripting guy. And with that, we're going to bring in Teresa Woods. Welcome. Good to
thank
see
you.
Good welcome to
see
the
you.
Day. 10 years.
I know.
PowerShell. You have to... put up with that guy, right? Put up the scripting guy and Ed Wilson.
Put up with that guy for 20-something years now, but you have PowerShell for 10, and it's just been an awesome ride. Wouldn't have imagined we would ever be in this position as life has gone on. I remember my first year at TechEd was 2011, and helping staff the scripting guy's booth. We could go to the map on the internet, and there might have, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but less than 10 probably user groups in the U.S. And I could go to the map and point out each and every user group, city for the user group, and who was the leader. Now I'll have to admit I cannot do it.
Yeah, there's at least 10 PowerShell user groups now. Right, when you start looking through there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying,
sure.
10 then.
Yeah,
there's
right.
closer to 100 now.
Oh, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's amazing how the community has grown, how everyone works together. That's been one of my primary volunteer things that I don't mind doing at all, is helping get user groups started, helping get speakers and ideas of places to hold their meetings and so on. So as before I forget... My email is scriptingwife@hotmail.com. I'm on Twitter. Hit me up if you're starting a user group, if you're struggling getting speakers or a place to hold a meeting. I can help you with some ideas. There's all kinds of resourceful ways to have a meeting space and get together.
Sure.
That's one of my loves, is to just help a user group, and glad to do it.
Yeah, and you were a big help and instrumental on the Tampa PowerShell Saturday event that we had. Very successful. People keep talking about it, and they keep asking for us to come back. So
oh, great.
Probably look at doing that, too. But once again, I just want to say congratulations on all the community work you do.
Thank you.
You're a big influencer in the community. I know you moved to Florida, so everybody's really talking about Ed being here and you being here. And I'm happy to have you just come out and visit my farm.
Yeah, you
check
know,
out the palm trees.
We're
so,
like an hour or so north
yeah.
of you, and you know this is great.
It's
been a good move for us, and we enjoyed being down here. So,
all right, well, I'd ladies and gentlemen, right. Teresa Wilson, Blaine Barton, senior technical evangelist with Microsoft DX. With that, hey, happy anniversary, PowerShell, 10 years today on November 14th. Appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show, and with that.
Hello, we're back. Welcome back to the PowerShell 10th anniversary celebration event. Good stuff so far, lots of great content, great session there from the scripting guy. What else do we need to know?
Well, so one of the key elements that these folks have been focusing on, and in particular both Ed and his wife Teresa, is the PowerShell community. And this is something that we've been talking about quite a bit during the day. And if you are interested in one of the PowerShell user groups, as Teresa mentioned during her video, you can contact her at thescriptingwife@hotmail.com.
That's very brave. Your email address out there, but there you go.
But she's been doing that for quite a number of years.
Right.
There's also, of course, a list, powershell.org, is a community managed, sponsored, run site. And you're going to hear a little bit more about this group, PowerShell.org, later when we talk about some of the PowerShell conferences during later in the day. But they do a lot of the interacting with and driving and coordinating the community from PowerShell.org. It's a great group of people. There's a couple of other sites that I'm going to bring people to here. The PowerShell Community Groups, which is available at powershellgroup.org. This is a reasonably good-sized list of community groups that are worldwide. Mm-hmm. And you can see Copenhagen, you can see Egypt, Florida, New York City, Ottawa, San Francisco, Seattle, not surprisingly.
Are you just picking your holiday destinations there? Are you just, is there any favoritism?
Well, I've been to some of them. Yeah. Amsterdam, I think we missed that one. But it turns out there is an Amsterdam user group that's also being available. Now, this is one of the lists available for you. The other place that you can go to, PowerShell.org, I mentioned already, they've got summits, they have classes, they run a lot of things out of there. Mm-hmm. PowerShell.com is another website that is community driven. It shows up here at an Adara community. And they are a very responsible set of people that, or responsive set of people, that's what I wanted to say.
But they have responsibilities as well.
I think so.
Yeah.
But they get back to the questions very, very quickly. One of the things that I've been very pleased to see is very much like Reddit, where people will see a lot of questions that come up and they're answered within a matter of hours. You see the same thing here on this community, and that's the PowerShell.com. Mm-hmm.
The key thing there is there's just so much choice. Whichever your preference is, there's going to be people there to help you. There's no, you have to go here to get the right answer. There's lots of options, and I suppose you could. There's probably similar people who use both and moderate and help on all these different sources as well.
That's right. One of the community members, one of our MVPs, has assembled this in GitHub. If you look for awesome-PowerShell in GitHub, you'll encounter this list of blogs, tools, code and package repositories. Mm-hmm. He's finally added the PowerShell gallery, which is near and dear to my heart since I'm partially responsible for that site.
There you go.
And he also has a list of these communities here as well. And you can get to the PowerShell team in Twitter in at PowerShell team and, excuse me, PowerShell_team. That's a common mistake that I and others have made. So it's PowerShell_team. Mm-hmm. And finally, there's also, of course, the PowerShell team site in GitHub. This is one of the locations where you can go to and provide us feedback with the work that we have underway. And this is for the new PowerShell 6 development work that's underway, mm-hmm. and also a lot of our other modules. You'll find Pester here, you'll find DSC resources, you'll find a lot of the work that we are doing is now open sourced, and we really do appreciate the feedback and welcome it from anybody. And also farm those questions out often to the members of the community.
Yeah, many eyes. They make easier work, don't they? So when we think about some of the other resources that are available, so we've talked about a lot of groups, a lot of community-driven stuff, but Microsoft actually does and produces a lot of content that can help people learn PowerShell. So for instance, if you've got people in your organization who haven't reached guru status in PowerShell yet, and you think, how can I help them? It's not always easy for you to train somebody. That might not be part of your job, but if you can give them resources where they can go away and learn, it's not that easy to go to Reddit and say, I need to learn PowerShell.
Right.
But going to somewhere like a Microsoft Virtual Academy or attending some of these user groups that may have beginner sessions on to get people started, or there's obviously books and different resources, but everybody learns in a different way. But to go back to MVA, that's a great resource that you've been involved with in the past where you can actually learn quite a lot of in terms of in a structured training mechanism. There's loads of stuff on Channel 9 as well for PowerShell. So. Great
Absolutely.
Resources available. And that brings us on to some questions as well related to that. So
okay.
Do you want to take a few? We've got a few minutes before we move on to our next segment.
By all means.
So one question came in. There's too many bugs in PowerShell. They get fixed slowly, and I want the PowerShell team to add a tester to the desktop edition and the core edition. What's your thoughts about that? It's a very complimentary question, I think.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that people have heard about is there's been a significant change in how Microsoft is doing business and how we've structured our organization that does the development. And people spend a lot of time wondering who's doing the testing. Well, one of the things that we did recently was that we made it the responsibility of all of the developers to work together to make sure that the code that they're producing is much better. It used to be that, you know, well, we'll get this thing done, we'll throw it over the wall to the testers, and the testers will find all the bugs. That doesn't really work as well as you want it to. Mm-hmm. So by making the conscious choice to say, we're going to work the way the entire rest of the world works. We're going to have the developers submit their code, and as part of their check-in, it's going to be reviewing the tests that come with it. So that's a pretty heavy emphasis on testing that has changed recently. The other thing that's happening is, of course, the move to open source. Mm-hmm. The development moving forward into PowerShell 6 and a lot of our resources, as I mentioned ago, for DSC, it's all happening in the public eye. And one of the real advantages to doing that is that our community members give us feedback as we're doing the initial development and along the way, and actually can, if they encounter a problem, they can tell us about it, or they can contribute to it and fix it. And so we believe that we're going to see a much faster resolution of these issues. The final thing that I'll mention is, as PowerShell moves into delivering things from GitHub and as the open source delivery mechanism, working inside Windows has been wonderful and continues to be. It gives us a standard platform that everybody can use, but we have to release on the Windows delivery cycle.
Yep.
Delivering out of GitHub means we can release when it's ready.
Right.
So that's one of the other things. I do think that we will be able to address some of these issues a little faster.
Great, cool. That's a good answer. So final question before we jump to a quick commercial break and then the next session, which actually leads nicely on from the open source and that you mentioned, the open source contributions. We saw the demo earlier on, if you missed it, for controlling the sprinkler system with Roman. Cool stuff there. If you missed it, you can check it out soon. But the question came in was, which cloud service was Roman using for the rain data? So I think we have contacted Roman. We're waiting to hear back from him.
That's a good question. Unfortunately, don't know the answer right now, but we will find that answer. And if he gets back to us, he's in Austria. He's a little bit ahead of our time zone.
Yeah,
so hopefully he's still online. But if not, we will post the answer sooner or later. One of the things that you should be aware of is that if you go to Microsoft.com/PowerShell, we have a link to this event, and there's a blog topic that talks about it, and we'll make sure that any questions that we don't get answered during the day, that we answer at that time from that location.
Good stuff. So we'll come back to some questions later on. That's all for now in terms of Q&A. All that's left to do is set up some commercials, watch some more commercials, and then we'll go to the next video. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.